This is GamerCast episode 289, Nomad Greater Than Profit. This is the show recorded on the 16th of April, 2012. Yeah, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hi.
yeah. Fun. So what's new? What's going on in GamerCast land?
Not much.
Okay then.
Now for the news.
So what's going on in the news land then? Look how blurry this thing is. We really need a better camera for me.
You do need a better camera. It's like some cheap horror film. And you're going crazy. See, I can move. I'm fine.
See. Well, unfortunately, my camera obviously has a longer exposure setting.
Yep.
And a less sensitive camera.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at the lens on this one. The lens on that is teeny tiny. The lens on that is pretty big. Obviously, my Logitech quick thing, whatever, 4000 majigger. Is getting on a bit. Donations for a new camera are welcome. So first up, as the title of the show alludes to, Crysis 3 has been announced. This is a sequel to the other Crysis games, funnily enough. And hopefully it won't suck.
Well, who knows? So it's set in 2047.
Because obviously Crysis 1 is a masterpiece. We don't want it on consoles. The consoleness would nab it down. We need to PC. We need to DirectX. We need to keyboard and to mouse. In it.
Sure.
Yeah, not just consoles, though.
Okay, so, as I said, set in 2047...
We need to joystick!
47. You play as Prophet. But this kind of, I guess, has to be set after... Crysis 2, because what happens is there's a nano dome in over some of New York or all of New York, and this means that there's all this like forest life inside of it, and
good
trees and jungle and rivers and all this other stuff that makes it a different environment to what you played with in Crysis 2.
Good, because no offence.
There you go.
Crysis 2 environment. Lame-o.
Yeah, so Crysis 2 took place in 2023. So this is a fair bit after. Prophet, of course, kind of died. Unless I'm wrong in Crysis 2. So this is a bit weird. I think he's a time traveller. No, you don't agree?
No, that's Dr. Emmett Brown. A.K.A. Captain Crudge or whatever his name
all
is.
All the images kind of have him with a high-tech bow. I want to say a talk bow, but I think I'm taking that from... Is that Turok? Is it something else?
Turok! Dinosaur man!
It's usual kind of Crysis, really. But it's gone back to, like, being in a jungle-type environment. Whether there'll be... Is it turtles?
We need turtles. I need to pick it up with the action button, inverted turtle.
Yeah, go. The new signature weapon is, like, a bow... But that comes with the Hunter Edition, which has a Hunter nanosuit with it.
A real one?
No. So you can already pre-order it, even though the game has a release date of 2013. So they don't know exactly when it's coming out, but 2013. You can pre-order it for Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Windows. Of course, with Windows, it's through Origin, as it is once again being published by EA.
Mm.
It will, of course, have multiplayer as well. Pre-order bonuses include different packs.
See, Crysis was brilliant. Crysis was pure genius. The alien stuff went downhill. I wasn't a fan of the aliens.
No, you weren't, were you?
But killing the North Koreans, I mean, that was the most fun I've ever had killing a friendly country's people. And then Crysis 2, what? What the hell? Why is it set in this dank, crappy town? I want to be on an island, yeah?
Like New York.
I want to go off into the island on my Jeep and go... And then just go out into the trees and look up and go, wow, this game is really taxing my £400 graphics card. I don't want this new console game with a new rubbish graphics card. We need the goods. The goods. This is my prophet voice. It's not very good, isn't it, Nomad? But that's okay. And we want Nomad back. Nomad is the man, not prophet. Prophet. I'm the guy who just jib-jabs. Blah, 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 blah. Who does all the work? Nomad. Because I'm the Nomad. And we want all the proper suit functions back. We don't want all the noob suit functions maximum in Crysis 2. I want maximum armor. I want cloak engaged. I want maximum speed. I want maximum strength. Not, oh, you just run fast and that's your maximum speed. No, I want to put the suit in the mode. I want modes, yeah? And how about maximum flying capability and maximum something and maximum this and maximum kill EA? Boop, 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 boop. Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm not looking forward to this because I suspect it's rubbish.
Oh.
Sorry, if you just make a complete copy of Crysis 1, you'll make a brilliant game again. But no turtle throwing, what's the point?
So next up, Blades of Time. We mentioned this a little bit ago when it was coming out on console. This was a game or a sequel to X-Blades, where you play as Ayumi again. And she doesn't wear much, and she does a lot of narration. I watched a video where she just does lots and lots of narration over, ooh, what's this over here? Oh, what's that over there? Ooh, this looks interesting. This looks really cool. Ah, don't hit me. I'll hit you back. And stuff like that. Iceberg are releasing it for...
What?
Believe me, I'll show you the video.
Lame.
Iceberg are releasing it for Windows at the end of May this year. So Konami handled the console release, and Name Iceberg what? Will be releasing it on Windows. As well as that...
Sure.
It's coming out in a limited edition. The limited edition features the Dismal Swamp DLC that came out fairly recently. The Sky Islands map for Outbreak mode. This is exclusive for the PC, well, Windows actually / Macintosh version. The Blade of Time art book on a PDF. A pack of high-res wallpapers. And the original soundtrack in MP3 format.
Oh, great.
Yep. Next up, Gemini Wars. I actually got to play... Well, I didn't get to play, actually. I got to watch it be played. Gemini Wars is a space RTS, which removes some of the micromanagement that RTS games has to make it better for a casual audience.
Micromanagement is fun.
Well, so there's no...
I want to send my combine harvester into a field to gather me some food.
There's no micromanagement on the units, there's no micromanagement on the buildings, there's no micromanagement, or, well, not building, ships. The only thing that there is research.
I'm bored. Let's play Sims of the Solar.
And you gather mining... you gather crystals from mining.
That's sort of fun games like.
Anyway, so they released the box art, which you can look at on the Gamecast website. And as well as that, they've announced a release date of June 8th. And this is coming out for Windows and Macintosh. I think it's pretty awesome. I quite enjoyed it. I can't wait to get my copy to play it. There'll be a preview up on our website soon, though, on it. Because I did fairly enjoy it. Calypso have launched a official website for...
Space Empires.
Port Royale 3, Pirates and Merchants. So they're making a new Port Royale. This, as you may guess... is taking place kind of through the Caribbean, because it's got Pirates and Merchants in the title, during the 17th century, where Spain, England, France, and the Netherlands are fighting at the time. You're a new captain, you've got to build a fortune and become an awesome person. Go on naval conquest, piracy, bounty hunting, plundering. And there's also a free play mode, as well as the normal kind of mode, which allows, well, single player, I suppose, campaign. Which allows you to combine
multiple units into the Power Ranger giant
scenarios
robot
that have
thing.
No end. So whereas like a campaign will have a finish, the free play mode allows you just to keep playing forever and ever. It'll also have a multiplayer where you can go head to head against mates, and it's coming out September 7th on Windows, Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. This will be the first Port Royale title on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
Alright.
Next up, Dungeon Ball has been announced by Sinai Studios. Sinai are the people that usually do they do Blood Bowl. They also recently made what was it that Charlotte played for us? It began with a C. Oopsies, Gamera Cast. Push that to the side. So Dungeon Bowl, what it is they've made up. Oh, I just pressed down. No, it's my show notes are all over the place. They've disappeared. Didn't mean to do that. So Cyanide have like a what's the word? A licensing agreement, I suppose, with Games Workshop, so that they can make Blood Bowl, because Blood Bowl's like a Games Workshop football game. And their new game is online only. It's called Dungeon Bowl. It's Cyanide's new kind of answer for Blood Bowl, which is played in a dungeon instead of like a field. So Dungeon Bowl, Blood Bowl, you can kind of see the similarities with the names. What can you play as? Played between two teams. However, the teams are now composed of three races, whereas before they used to be singular races, if I believe right. So one team per race and stuff like that. So for example, you have the Rainbow Wizards, which are made up of wood elves, halflings and humans. They've also now made it that the first to a touchdown wins a match. So I suppose that depends. Maybe you can change the settings on your play mode if you want to have it like that. But as it's in a dungeon, they've had kind of like booby traps, there's chests, and all this other craziness, teleport pads. Either way, it's kind of like they've really changed it around a fair bit. I suppose if you do just like usual Blood Bowl, you might want to stick with that as opposed to it being inside a dungeon. That's coming out the second quarter of this year for Windows, and will be online only. Next up, some pretty cool news, I think, at least in my eyes. Spirit Camera, The Cursed Memoir, is coming out in the UK. Cyanide. I can't think what the game's name is. Spirit Camera, The Cursed Memoir is... Well, it came out in America last week. It came out in Japan, I think, last year. It's a 3DS title, which is a spin-off in the Project Zero series. Confrontation, there you go. Confrontation is the name of the other game that Cyanide made recently. As I was saying about Spirit Camera, it's a spin-off from Project Zero / Fatal Frame Games, whatever you want to call them. Doesn't have any of the same characters, I don't believe. You play as a girl called Maya. She's cursed. You've got to free her from the curse. However, as it's on the 3DS only, it uses the 3DS's camera. You use that to navigate around. You get an AR book that comes with it. You use that to find ghosts and solve puzzles.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's a game that actually uses the augmented reality stuff. I don't think there's a huge... Well, there's not a huge amount of retail titles. Yeah, but Face Raiders is a free... Yeah, you get it with it, don't you? Yeah, it's one of the AR games, you know? But so, for example... This is actually in the full title. You get this little book. I don't know how big it'd be though, because unless they give it a bigger than a 3DS case, it'll only be like that big. My thing looks quite interesting. It hasn't reviewed that well. It could be a bit cheesy, but it's a horror game for the 3DS, as well as the ghosts in the book. So, you use Camera Obscura again. That's the camera from the Project Zero games. You have to battle with the ghosts with the camera. They can either be in the book or they can actually be in your environment, similar to Face Raiders, as Paul mentioned. You can kind of turn around and, oh look, there's a ghost behind you, let's do a battle and take a picture of it. But it's nice because that'll be the first proper horror game on the 3DS since its launch. I never thought it was going to come out over here, but then again, I never thought it was going to come out in America, but then it did last week and they released a really cheesy short film live action thing for it. But yeah, so check that out if you're a Project Zero fan, and or a 3DS owner, I suppose, because there's another 3DS game coming out. Hitman Absolution has been given a collector's edition, or a limited edition, I suppose you should call it, or a special edition, called the Professional Edition. Sadly, it doesn't come with much awesomeness. It comes with an A5 art book, or I believe an A5 art book. From the pictures, that's kind of what you'd guess. The game itself comes in a bigger card sleeve from the looks of it, which is a black front, and also the normal game has a red front, which I believe is the same or different to the normal standard retail. Maybe. It also comes with the making of DVD, which may or may not have behind the scenes of... It's not IO, is it? Oh, it is IO. There you go. It's still IO doing it. It may have a behind the scenes video of like IO's studios, which would be quite nice. As well as that, it's got a gun kind of pack called the Agency Gun Pack DRC. Not really a huge amount to it. You can pre-order it at the moment off Shop2 and a few other places for about £45. So it's not much more than a standard edition, but it doesn't have that many cool things. They are calling it limited, but I'm sure there'll be a lot of copies floating around. And that's on Xbox 360
Spexel.
And PlayStation 3, as well as Windows, if you can find it. I need a drink.
I'll talk about the next thing. So anyway, yeah, this is a guy. His name is Mickey Mouse, and he's on my...
He's in your screen.
Gilos, man, the maddening. Yeah, you were saying, come on.
I can only
stall for so long.
Telltale are running a promotion on pre-orders of the season passes for Walking Dead from their online store.
Walking Dead.
Which
can't get in the house.
Gives anyone that pre-orders it a chance to appear in episode 4 of the series as a human survivor who is killed and then returns to life as a zombie.
Fantastic.
And then 4 other fans, or people that pre-order it, have the chance to appear as a standard zombie. Plus, pre-order the series, you get 10% discount, meaning you get all 5 episodes for $22.49, which is less than 15 quid. Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. Because if you were just going to pre-order it anyway, or the only thing is, if you wanted to get it on Xbox Live Arcade, then you can't really do that way. Because you'd rather get the G's. I wouldn't mind playing it and getting the G's.
I don't care.
So, Double Six, the people who made All Zombies Must Die and Burn Zombie Burn, that's the one. Burn Zombie Burn was their first one, of course, which had a more Bruce Campbell-like figure as the protagonist. Well, they've now announced All Zombies Must Die, Scorepocalypse. So, Scorepocalypse is a standalone game. It's in the All Zombies Must Die universe, which came out recently. Well, All Zombies Must Die came out recently on PSN, Xbox 360, on XBLA. And I think it's about 800 points, or it might be 1,200. And it's a 4-player twin stick zombie killing game. So, you use one left stick to aim, right stick to fire. Like any other twin stick, really. And they have now announced this game, which is coming out only on Steam. Scorepocalypse is kind of like, I suppose what you'd say is almost Smash TV. It's, as you may guess from the name, Scorepocalypse, it's all about score. And there's multipliers as well, which increase your score, of course. And it sounds kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Depends how much it is. You can pre-order it on Steam. It's coming out it came out today. Oh. First week of it being out, you can get it for 20% off. If you like kind of like a score-based twin-stick style shooter, more than a story-based twin-stick shooter, which, to be fair, not many twin-stick shooters have a story, do they? Does Geometry Wars have a story?
Geometry Wars has a fantastic story.
It's got that, there's that music that was in the trailer.
So the thing with Geometry Wars is,
squares.
The story is there's a menu, and you press play game, and then you can play the game.
Oh, aye. That sounds interesting. But it also looks cool. But yeah, if you want to get Scorepocalypse, which is All Zombies Must Die, but more score-based, less story-based, and no annoying NPCs going around saying, help me, help me. You can get it for 20% off for the first week that it's on Steam. Sports games. So yeah, that's kind of cool. Thomas Was Alone news. So I previewed this on the website not that long ago. Thomas Was Alone is a small indie game being made in Unity. Well, being ported to Unity, which has been done. It was originally made in Flash and is now in Unity. It's a kind of minimalistic platform game where you play as like rectangles and squares and stuff, and there's a story behind it. it's quite a nice game, really. It's a puzzle platformer. So you've got to use each other to get yourself to the end. Well, use each other when Thomas is no longer alone. The main thing I'm saying is that it's got... So it's not a Kickstarter, even though Kickstarter's all the rave at the moment. My foot's asleep. It's an Indiegogo, which is kind of the equivalent, but you can use it in the UK, I believe. I know someone else that used Indiegogo and they could get the money, whereas Kickstarter you cannot use in the UK.
Oh, that's annoying.
Because of law. Some kind of law behind it that you can't do one if you're in the UK, from what I hear. And they've got Indiegogo for Thomas Was Alone. If you type Thomas Was Alone, if you go on our website, we've got a post about it, where if you donate $2, you help out. I think you get... There's a special credit page, I think, for contributors. But as well as that, you can give as much as... $5 to get in the credits, $2 to spread love, $20 to get a copy of the game, and $500 if you want to go for a pint with Mike. Mike Bithell's the guy that's made it. He works at a place called... Oh, I can't think of the name. Bossa. Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just something that he's making in his free time, which now, I believe, from how much he's gotten out of this so far, because I know... At least one person's done that $500 thing. He's got voice acting in it now. So a square can talk. It does actually look really nice, though. He's got some really nice water effects and nice lighting and shadows.
A talking square?
I played it at a BAFTA event not that long ago. Well, I played a newer version, because I originally played it when it was in Flash. And then when I played it in Unity, it was really nice. And then I previewed it for the Gamecast website.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Sniper Elite V2 has a demo up now on Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network. It's not available on Windows yet. However, the Windows version is, of course, different and is being totally made from the pockets of Rebellion. That's coming out later this month, though, so there will be a demo coming out. But for now, if you go on Xbox Live or PSN, you can download the game. It was 830 meg, I believe. I haven't played it yet, but I've downloaded it. The game itself comes out May 4th, so it's not that long away, which is obviously why they've released a demo to try and get some more interest in it.
Alright, Demon's Souls is up next. This is a game with a soul of a demon.
Yes, it came out back in 2009.
Alright, so this was a follow-on to...
This is the original. This was the original.
Yeah.
So it came out in 2009. However, it took a year or so for it to come out in the UK. Demon's Souls originally came out, was really limited in America. It had a really nice collection that totally sold out and went for loads of monies. And then they later released it in the UK with the standard limited edition as the standard version.
And they did a sequel called Dark Souls.
There we go. Which we will be mentioning slightly later. I should have put them next to each other, but I didn't. As of the 31st of May, they're shutting down the servers for Dark Souls. Demon's Souls. For Demon's Souls. Only within America, from the sounds of it at the moment. Unless their servers are connected in the UK, which then they may have. But I imagine, as it's Atlas announcing this, saying that it's the North American online servers, they're the only ones that are going to go down, and I suppose if the UK ones do, well, the European ones do go down, Namco Bandai will announce that.
I'm getting a bit sick and tired of all these servers going down for games.
Create servers shut down last week. I didn't get those online achievements.
It's Intercade.
I'm really annoyed. I got half the online achievements for Create. I didn't get the other half. I thought, it's okay, I've got ages until April 13th. I can wait. Oh, look, it's April 13th. I didn't realise. Oh, no, I haven't got my achievements now. What a shame. Now I will never be able to get those. It's a shame. It is a shame, because the thing is...
I'm going to ask for a refund.
People have worked on those games, and, you know, they might want to play them online. And now you can't.
I just bought the game, and now I can't play the features. Sorry, that is not acceptable. I bought that game with my monies. You can't take features away. It's like buying a TV and then not delivering the TV. No, I bought the TV. You delivered the TV.
So one thing I should
Phoning up What's-Her-Face on Watchdog. Yo, Moody Woman.
Anne Robinson.
Yeah, shut up for a minute. Here's the deal, you're on GamerCast. Shut up. No, you shut up. fine. Annoying woman.
But yeah, so that's a shame for anyone in America out there wanting to play Demon Souls. I keep doing that. However, I think we're okay in the UK if you still want to play it.
For now.
It's a shame though, because then it... I wonder what that means then happens to all the notes that people have left. That'd be horrible if they just disappear. People double cross you in that game. Next up, Sleeping Dogs. So this is Square Enix's...
Let Sleeping Dogs Lie.
There you go. Square Enix, or Squeenix, have announced a release date in the UK for Sleeping Dogs, which is August 17th, or according to Play.com, April 17th, which is totally wrong. August 17th
we
in the
don't
UK
like play.
On PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and Windows. They're also doing a limited edition pack, which comes with George St. Pierre content, which has some stuff with it, police protection content, and it will be available in all UK game retailers for consumers who pre-order the game. There will also be exclusive content for the digital download version of Sleeping Dogs on PC. But yeah, it's also coming out August 14th for those in North America. But we're not in North America. I do like the box art for it, though. It's quite different. I kind of enjoy it. Next up, MotorStorm RC News. There's a new expansion-y little thing out for it. Have I got that here? Oh, no, I haven't got that here. Oh, that's just information. I sent an email about it. Bloop, 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 bloop. Sorry, Paul.
Bleep, bleep, bleep. So anyway, yeah, there's this guy, yeah? He's called Nomaya.
There we go.
He's cool, man.
Carnival expansion pack. Coming to the PlayStation Store this week, so I believe it should be out now. Which has new levels, new trophies, and triple medal stats in every event. 24 all new events on 6 racing circuits. And I believe that is free for anyone who already has it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe. Of course, don't forget as well, MotorStorm has crossplay with the PS3 if you happen to have it on Vita. Fate Extra News. What?
I like how you're doing the news and you're looking at Facebook.
No, it's because I went to another page to refresh it and Facebook was the page that came up. Wow, that's not bad. Fate Extra has been given a release date. Fate Extra is a game that's been out on PSP in America and Japan for some time now. And Ghostlight are bringing it over to the UK. We mentioned this a little bit ago, detailing what comes in the collector's edition. So Fate Extra is coming out in the UK on 4th of May. Collector's edition is going to be $39.99. They will also do a PSN release as well, like they do with all their other games. So if you don't have a PSP anymore and you want to play it on your Vita. So it's coming out at the start of May. If you buy it from Ghostlight, you get a special poster and a little magazine as a pre-order bonus as well. Next up, Puddle News. So Puddle is a game that Konami released on PSN and Xbox Live Arcade recently. And they've kind of done a press release saying that they've patched it, mainly because there were a lot of people that were annoyed with a few things about it. So there's no more load times when restarting levels, leaderboards update the display, tweaks throughout the game. They've updated the gameplay video, including the demo. And demo flow has been updated to help new players get a feel for the novel game mechanic. So apparently it's quite a nice little game, and I remember looking at it and thinking, oh, this looks kind of cool. But a lot of people were put off by the load times and a few other things. So they now said, hey, we've patched it, please play it again. And enjoy our game. Next up, Dark Souls news. It's coming to Windows. Yay. For any PC gamers out there, which is pretty cool news, as of course before it was a console exclusive. They're calling it the Prepare to
Consoles. It's a noob thing.
They're calling it the Prepare to Die edition. It's coming out in America on August 24th. Now, so it hasn't been 100% confirmed of a UK release. I imagine it will do, as the trailer was put all over the place. But I suppose it depends on what publishing rights they have for PC. I believe it comes with... Yeah, it has an enhanced PvP mode, allowing you to be more close in battles against one another and online on PC. Of course, I suppose they've thought that because PC's a lot more people-based in a way. I suppose consoles are as well, with Xbox Live and PSN, or sorry, Sen.
Sony Entertainment Network.
But you do get a lot of people Sony. Watching PvP and stuff like that on PC.
Sony.
Next up, Dragon Ball Z. Is that right?
Aye.
It's coming out.
This is UK English.
Yes. Coming out for Kinect. So this is either called Dragon Ball Z for Kinect, and that's the whole title, or it'll be called Dragon Ball Z and just has a little Kinect bar at the top. So they're making a Dragon Ball Z game for Xbox 360, exclusively working with Kinect, being made by Chunsoft. Well, this is here Spike Chunsoft, but they used to just be Chunsoft and Spike. So they must have merged at some point. So you get to play as a Dragon Ball Man. Super Saiyan? Is it Super Saiyan? There'll also be new anime footage debuting in the US and Europe for the first time within the game, and over 50 playable characters, and an entirely new character. Ooh, they're adding a new character.
It's called Bob. His special move is to poop on your face. It's pretty lethal, to be honest.
You can deliver over 100 moves with your arms and legs and Kinect. It also supports QR codes, like some games do, when you can get bonus stuff. So, like how I know Kinect Rush has it, and if you have a QR code, you can put it in front and it can read it and do stuff.
Why can't it just do the stuff anyway?
What's to give you extra stuff? So, for example, it allows you to unlock characters and power ups in the game. There's going to be a story and an attack score attack mode, and I'm not sure how well it'll work. But it's coming out in October in Europe and America land. So, I'm going to remove that one.
Fun.
Next up, some Halo-y news.
Oh, you just skipped out something, which means I wasn't ready. Are you doing it or not?
Oh, am I talking over the top?
Aye.
Oh, okay. So, Halo Waypoint has...
I'm using this music for fair use.
Halo Waypoint have released some soundtrack samples for Halo 4.
We say some, there's like two.
Well, two mixed within each other. As there's no longer Martin O'Donnell doing the soundtrack, but they want to prove, I suppose, that...
the guy isn't a noob?
Neil Davidge can still do it and has done a good job. They let him handpick...
we're listening to
his orchestra, and
if that's an orchestra, it's done at like 16 hertz sample rate or something ridiculous.
They've got a bass choir plus 10 female Bulgarian vocalists, a full 50 piece orchestra, and a whole host of other performers,
which they'll use for like one or two tracks. Like,
well, yeah, because they'll be expensive.
Like all the other Halo songs. Yeah, we've got a full orchestra. We only use them for 10 minutes out of the whole hour.
It's expensive.
Well, take them to Talentech Pickup, man. Yeah, so they released this funky video on the YouTubes. It's got lots of stills of the guy called the Mr. Chief.
Master Chef.
Mr. Chief.
Master Chef.
We don't support Master Chef. it's a rubbish TV program, and I don't like the guy with the glasses. And don't get me started on that flipping Michelle Ruju Lubu man.
Michelle Ruju Jr.
Whatever his name is. He's a ponce.
So, yeah, Halo 4 is coming out Christmas time.
Stop doing his cooking time? In his kitchen.
Christmas time?
Man up. Yeah. Get some boxing Halo going 4, on. Christmas maybe start getting dig around, dig
Halo
a trench.
4, Christmas time, yeah?
Yeah, Christmas time, man.
So it'll probably be at E3, so I guess we'll see lots of it at E3.
Hopefully it doesn't suck.
And I'm sure Paul will enjoy the soundtrack, as he has done with every other soundtrack.
No, it's not bad.
No, it's quite nice. Paul's been listening to it a lot, haven't you, Paul?
Actually, I've been listening to the Halo 3 soundtrack.
Oh. Next up, Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 2 news.
Ooh, Sonic soundtrack. I've got that on here somewhere as well. This is being used as fair use.
Thanks to me, the Sonic soundtrack. Isn't it?
Whatever.
I have Sonic.
Yeah, so basically, Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 2 is coming out.
Yes.
This is who the hell's added me on Steam?
It's coming out on May 15th.
Bucket.
But anyone who previously bought Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 1, and if they buy Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 2 on the same platform as they bought 1, you get episode Metal, which is a special unlockable story which has, I guess, to do with Metal Sonic. It bridges the gaps between Sonic CD and Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 2. Take control of Metal Sonic across four reworked acts from Episode 1 as he rebuilds himself to challenge Sonic once again in Episode 2. Of course, Episode 2 features Tails, and there's the whole kind of Tails grabbing you and flying off and all that kind of stuff that people enjoyed from Sonic 2. And coming out May 15th on PlayStation Network and May 16th on Xbox Live Arcade. It's going to be $15, whatever the equivalent is over here on PSN, and 1,200 Microsoft points on Xbox Live Arcade. It will also be available on Android devices, iOS, Windows via digital download, and Windows Mobile later this spring.
By Windows Mobile, you mean Windows Phone?
Windows Phone 7. Well, they called it Windows Mobile.
Do you want to send them an email? Dear douchebags. If you're going to release a press release, at least have the platforms called the right things.
Finally, some Star Wars Old Republic news. They've added a new lump of content in their game update 1.2. If anyone's still playing this, you can get new stuff. Anyone who has an active account, you'll get an in-game legacy reward, which is a Tauntaun Ram pet via game mail. You also get... Oh, if you're also a new player, you get that as well. Every person who has achieved level 50 by April 12th gets 30 days of game time for free. They're really trying to keep people, aren't they? 30 days for free if you're level 50. Former subscribers with inactive accounts are invited to play game update 1.2 for up to 7 days for no charge. It's got new stuff, so there's new flashpoints. Not very flashpoints, that's not what they call them. What is it they call it?
Ninja moves!
Oh, they are called flashpoints. New flashpoint. Operation and Warzone. There's an update. If you want to play it, I got kind of bored of it.
I get bored with everything that costs me money, to be honest.
Well, especially when you have to pay money every month.
Yeah, man. What's that about?
It's annoying. Cause it's like, all expensive. Which is why you buy games that you buy once, and then you have it forever.
Obviously, World of Warcraft's the exception, because World of Warcraft's fantastic until I stop playing.
Fantastic.
It's time for Name That Game. So last week, people would have heard this. Yeah, what a fantastic game. So Catherine guessed it was Ben 10 Galactic Racing. Catherine was correct. We had Mr. XX Big Boss XX MGS XX said, I don't know, I don't even want to guess.
He said, I don't even want to guess this week's, have no idea. Lol. Lol.
Fail, man. I thought you were the man.
Right, the man, off. Man.
This week,
The Simpsons.
This week we've got something a little bit more difficult, I think. But yeah. I'm going to give you a clue, which will make it
I'll get
easier.
A clue. Oh my god!
Which will make it easier for people in the chat room and people who watch it non-live, because they can then research.
Yeah, lucky people that don't have to do it live like me on the spot. Water on a boat.
No comment.
Well, what's my bloody clue then?
The clue is it was released 5 years ago this month. The other clue is it's an MMO RPG.
MMORPG.
Don't cheat and look it up now.
Cheating. 5 years ago.
Cheating.
This month.
Don't. If you
five
cheat.
5 years ago in April.
That's cheating.
I'm not. Look.
That's cheating.
Thanks, Paul.
If you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net. Leave a comment on this week's episode on our website, www.gamercast.net, or alternatively, leave a comment on the YouTube video, assuming we even have a YouTube video this week, considering that Twitch is being a bit finicky and may have lost half of our recording if I'm judging the frame encoded thing correctly.
Really?
Just a heads up.
Oh.
Well, I've noticed it's like dropped it twice.
So I didn't get any other clues for that.
MMORPG, that obviously means it's PC.
5 years ago.
5 years ago. What RPGs came out 5 years ago? Don't say World of Warcraft. It's not World of Warcraft.
2007.
Yeah, April 2007. 5 years ago this month.
Where was I? I was in university. Well, I know World of Warcraft came out before I went to uni.
World of Warcraft!
What came out in 2007?
Star Trek Online.
No, it came out after that. When did Conan come out? Conan was my millipede. Was it Conan? Or what about Warhammer? Conan? When did Conan? Conan? Stop being silly.
I'm trying to do an impression of a guy who's in the series.
In the series? Of what? The MMO? What the hell are you doing?
The game.
What the hell are you doing?
This is an impression of him. It's another clue.
I don't get that clue.
Fine.
Seems kind of rude. What the hell are you doing? I don't know.
You'd see the resemblance. Okay, let's do it close to the cam.
What the hell?
Right, 5, 4.
I don't care. I don't know what it is.
Catherine doesn't know. It's a surprise. 2, 1.
New releases this week.
Yeah, so first up, The Witcher 2 Assassins of Kings comes out on Xbox and
Enhanced Edition. That goes on the end.
Enhanced Edition!
Okay.
Xbox, PC, out tomorrow.
If you already
probably
have
today when you're watching this tomorrow.
Yeah, if you already have a copy of The Witcher 2 on PC, whoa, you get all the content that this comes with for free. However, it's 10 gig.
10 gigabits.
You have to download 10 gig. It's got like tons of extra cutscenes and extra endings and extra content. A different ending, more to Act 3, because apparently fans didn't like Act 3 that much because it was a bit short and didn't really end properly. And it's coming out on consoles, of course, so on 360. There's also a Dark Edition available, which is the Witcher 2 Assassins of Kings Dark Edition. No, Witcher 2 Assassins of Kings Enhanced Edition Dark Edition, which has sold out everywhere. If you can find a copy.
I think Game were stocking it, weren't they?
Yeah, Game were the exclusive retailer in the UK. As we mentioned last week, because they still had them. They sold out in the UK, they sold out in Europe, Europe is UK, and they sold out in America. Copies are going for only a bit more than they originally sold for on eBay. I'm amazed. I thought they would have gone for a lot more than that. But yeah, so if you didn't get a copy pre-ordered, pop down to your local Game tomorrow to see if maybe they have a copy in stock. Chances are they won't, but you can always have a try. Then we've got Angry Birds Space. This is Angry Birds in Space on PC. So Angry Birds plus sci-fi. That's you playing Angry Birds. Then we've got Battleship, the game for Battleship, the film, which looks great, doesn't it, Paul? Wasn't it great when we were watching that Rihanna girl talking about it?
Wait, they're actually doing a film based on that rubbish... a game based on that rubbish film?
That we keep seeing trailers for and that stupid woman talking about it.
No, what?
So they're doing a game. It's coming out on 360, PS3... Wii and DS, I believe.
DS?
I think
what,
it
is it just
DS.
Battleships?
It's a first-person shooter. Surely they could have made a really cool version of Battleships for it. Like super awesome
just
enhanced edition.
Normal battleships with really cool funky graphics.
Yeah, you didn't get much Battleships these days. Unless someone else has the rights to it, maybe.
Hasbro probably have it or someone, don't they? Some game company.
So they say it's naval strategy simulation with first person shooter gameplay. I did watch a trailer for it. However, the trailer I watched only had first person shooter gameplay. So obviously that's what they're marketing.
Oh yeah, well it's if it's not first person shooter, the point is not going to do it.
Okay. And then we got Disgaea 3, Absence of Detention. This is a...
Wait. This isn't a first-person shooter.
No, it's not.
No, but it's not going to be successful. Only first-person shooters can be successful in a marketplace.
Well, this game's really niche anyway. So Disgaea 3, Absence of Detention is coming out on PlayStation Vita only. This is a new Disgaea game. Well, it's Disgaea 3, I believe, with PlayStation Vita exclusive content. It's got GPS positioning. I'm not sure what for. It says a new GPS positioning functionality. But it doesn't say for what. It's got new content features. There's two new characters and story chapters, new quests and bosses, new skills specific to each job and character class, as well as new moves to make it worthwhile getting it for the Vita. Yeah. I doubt there'll be many copies in stores of this. The Disgaea games are always in very short numbers but in high demand, so keep your eye out for a copy if you want to have a new game for your PlayStation Vita.
But if you want to play Alvin and the Chipmunk Chipwreck, you can this week.
Yes, so this came out on 360 a little while back. It's now coming out on the Wii chipwreck. And the DS. This is if you want to dance and sing like a chipmunk. I remember I liked Alvin and the Chipmunks as a cartoon.
I was getting really excited then, but no.
Then we've got Distant Worlds, which is a turn-based strategy game in space. You might be interested in that.
Ooh, tell me more.
But it's also got the simplicity and ease of real-time and the scale of a massively multiplayer online RPG. Well, massively multiplayer game.
Tell me more.
RPG, of course. Vast Galaxies are made...
Is there a demo?
Up to 1,400 star systems with up to 50,000 planets, moons and asteroids. Galaxies are so deep, fun and immersive that you won't want to finish the game. Build, expand, and improve your empire endlessly.
It's not on Steam.
Best of all, you can play the game your way, enjoy a quick, intense game in a crowded galaxy, or take your time in an epic game spread across a vast galaxy.
This is a
retail release.
You can buy Rage on Steam for 30 quid. It's like 12 quid in game.
This is a space strategy game. Paul will probably be looking at it after the show to see if he'll be interested in it. Then we've got Men of War Condemned Heroes. We talked about this last show because we were announcing the release date.
Is this a shooter?
This is the Order 227 game. Remember that? We spoke about Order 227? Stalin's Order? No Step Back Order?
Oh, from last week.
Yeah. So we mentioned this last week. It's a strategy game, isn't it? I'm sure I said that last time.
No retreat. Yeah, and then like 6 million people are captured. What's in a giant encirclement move? What we probably should have pulled back.
Then we got Depth Hunter. So this is
submarine game.
It's a simulator, but it's not being released by Excalibur. It's being released by Lace Mamba. Offers 25 exciting missions in which players will hunt different fish species and face the difficulties of breath holding, spear fishing.
So it's not a submarine combat spear game. Fishing.
An ancient fishing method.
So it's not a submarine combat game.
No, you're killing fish. Well, you're hunting fish.
Nope.
Players will also have to fight predators.
Just drop a nuke in the sea.
You can find treasure and the possibility of taking underwater photos as well.
Underwater photos. A nuke.
There's also a free mode that allows you to just play around. Apparently, the game also supports motion controllers.
Ooh.
So this is a PC game. What do you reckon they mean by that?
A mouse.
You think?
It moves, doesn't it? Look at it.
So it's got underwater hunting and spear fishing. It's got to do with fishies and simulation. That's what I was thinking.
Who knows?
Then we've got Pole Position 2012 Management Simulation coming out, which is an F1 management sim. This being made by released by Calypso, I believe. We mentioned it
Calypso,
not that long ago.
That's that dude out of Simon the Sorcerer.
I think it's
stupid
Calypso.
Magician.
I believe they always
man.
Release them though. Where you're in charge of a Formula One racing team, you have to buy their parts, design their cars, and
can't design
members.
A car. It's going to have 6 wheels, just to make a bit more, you know, just to improve traction. Forget rolling resistance. Actually, screw it. Let's have 20 wheels. Obviously, 20 wheels must mean 20 times faster, right?
Yeah.
Rolling resistance is like inverse square to the number of wheels, so that means if you plus the wheels, it gets
inverse
bigger.
Inverse square to the number of wheels!
So if you have 1,000,000 wheels, it'll go like the speed of light. I think I've done my maths quite. Although I don't expect it to let you do that, do they? Stupid limited games. Oh, you design your own cars. Oh, so I can basically just paint it and slightly change the spec of these rather generic components. Whoopie doodah. So is that it for this week?
Yeah, that's pretty much it that's coming out. Yeah. Games are a bit slow at the moment.
Good.
It's the time of year.
Good.
Everything comes out at the end, pretty much. Of the year, that is.
Good.
The lighting's a bit weird. My face is really dark. Ow.
Well, that's because you sat under the light, you silly billy.
Do I usually sit more around here?
I don't know. Well, if you want, get a mirror there. Moved. And it'll bounce the light onto you there. Oh. If you want, set up some good lighting system in here. Anyway, yeah, that's it for this week. A fun episode. Not a joke. Yeah, so I don't actually know what's going to happen with the YouTubes because we stream it directly to Twitch and then we export it from Twitch to YouTubes. And
so we'll see how it comes out.
We'll see what happens.
It may or may not go up.
So it might go up in like 6 or 7 different bits, or we might just scrap it and just do audio because... Yeah. Feedback as always, feedback at GamerCast.net. Website GamerCast.net. We do it live every Monday night, 8 o'clock. Although we didn't have many people watching, I assume this was due to the Twitch issues. Because I assume they're having some problems.
Problemos.
Yeah, because it's never like dropped and like
no, we've never had issues really with it before, have we?
So I'm gonna have to start recording it locally just to make sure it doesn't frack up.
Yeah, hopefully it hasn't.
No, well, if it has, it has. Oh, I mean, two episodes we did were screwed up. They were like super.
I was a pixel.
Pixel episodes.
We were looking at those the other day. It was quite creepy.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll catch everyone next week when we talk about
whatever's
Prototype. Is that out next week?
Oh yeah, I think
yeah,
it is.
So we'll talk about Prototype 2, whatever the hell that is. We're signing off. We will catch everyone later.
Bye.
Bye.